This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. The
Score! This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Because I am afraid. I'm fearing things. Like, the bottom hasn't dropped out. I don't think the Cubs are horrible. I don't think the Cubs have choked yet. But there is a fear factor going on right now with the bottom falling out for the Cubs. And the worst case scenario would be that the Cubs don't even go to the postseason at all, and that we're looking at one of these mini Cubs collapses as they've had intermittently through the year.
Ah! I'm scaring myself when I hear that on the Raheem and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm Mark Rohde. Yeah, we revealed our emotions about this Cubs team and how they made us feel. Marshall and I did that yesterday. We took calls on it yesterday as well. I'm scared. You're troubled. And even though I was relieved after the Cubs beat the Blue Jays last night by a final score of 4-1, I have not moved off my scared. I was scared when the Cubs were leading the game last night. You know this. It felt like Freddy Krueger to me last night watching that. I went so far as to get in on our group chat and say and ask everybody, so you think the Cubs are going to win? I was a no. Robbie was a no. You, sir, were a yes. Yeah. Congratulations to you. I have not moved off of scared. I was a little relieved. That went away, though. Marshall, are you still troubled, sir?
Of course I'm troubled, but you know what? I'm less troubled than I was a day ago. Here's why. First off, they're doing the things, the guys who are actually hitting and getting on base, they're doing the things I want to see them do, which is if you can't hit a home run, get on base, steal a bag, get in scoring position. I saw that. Nico Hoerner, not one, but two stolen bases yesterday. Matt Shaw got his 15th steal. Write this down.
Robbie, can you write this down? No. Robbie, write that down.
All right, I'm in.
You don't get to tell Robbie to write stuff down.
Okay, my bad.
I only get to tell Robbie.
Am I writing down?
Yeah. Tell Robbie to write this down.
Write this down, Robbie. Go ahead.
Marshall, I'll write this stuff down for you.
I'm writing it down.
Matt Shaw.
Robbie's my writer.
2020. 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. Why not? You got a good argument against that?
No.
And given all
he's the new PCA.
That's where you've gone too far.
He's the real PCA.
There is kind of a Mario Wario situation going here. We've got another Cubs redhead outfielder being called up here.
And Owen Casey.
Yeah, that's right.
So which one's the Mario, which one's the Wario? Whoever does better will be the Mario.
And will he be a better Canadian than one of my guys, Rowan Wick?
When do I stop writing things down?
Yes. No, you never
write
stop
all this,
writing.
Robbie.
Oh,
okay,
you
my
stop. You write, Wario, just write it down.
Mario. Oh,
you've been writing the whole time?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
My point is this. Fella. The Cubs, they were able to beat the Blue Jays. Again, hottest offense in the sport of baseball since the All-Star break. They were able to beat them 4-1, hold them to 2 hits. Shout out to the bullpen, by the way, who came in and finished that thing off strongly. Daniel Palencia, another 1-2-3 inning, including a strikeout.
Not playing games.
Not playing games. Cade Horton's not playing games.
101 miles per hour on his first pitch, Palencia. Boom, set, here you go.
Setting the tone.
Yes.
And so my point is this. You can still be scared, but you shouldn't be scared of the idea that Cade Horton now, they figured out what they want to do with him, which is keep him around 70 to 80 pitches and let him go turn loose. And I can see that as part of a playoff rotation being a very good thing for the Chicago Cubs.
Folks, I got to tell you, man, coming up in 1 hour from right now, one of our questions in five on it is to reset the Cubs starting rotation 1-5, your best pitcher to your worst pitcher or least effective pitcher, I suppose. So that is coming very soon. We will reveal that. But, oh, yeah, recency bias. And that is Cade Horton. We'll see if it does ridiculous things to either you or I
No, we're not going to call it recency bias. Recency bias would be like, oh, he struck out 8 guys last night against the team that's the hardest to strike out in baseball. Boom, that's it. I'm telling you, his entire catalog of starts, because he's working on an album here, post-All-Star break.
I like it. I love when you put together albums.
He's given up one run, and that was Andrew Kittredge who gave up his inherited runner.
It's been great for a while.
So that, combined with this idea that now Jameson Taillon, I don't know if you saw what he did last night.
Yes, I did.
5 1/3 scoreless innings in his last rehab start. Mm-hmm. His next start will be with the big club. And I don't know if you know how that lines up. Pitching on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. That's 4 days rest. Oh, do the Cubs need 2 pitchers on Monday? I believe they do.
Yes, they do.
So now you've got a situation where it's going to be Cade Horton in one game and Jameson Taillon in the other against the Brewers, while the Brewers is pull up some guy from AAA and or a bullpen game. I like the Cubs' chances with that. And so what I'm saying is you can see it all slowly coming together, how the Cubs, at least from a pitching standpoint, are going to be stronger for the rest of the season. And that's even though they did not go and get the frontline starter that I had requested them to acquire at the trade deadline. Now, the offense, still a work in progress. But the infusion of Owen Casey, that gives me new hope. I want to know what the people at home think, though. You can text us, which you have been doing, thankfully, 312-644-6767. And you want to open up those phone lines,
Absolutely. I was like, you know, we had a blast yesterday taking calls. So if you want to jump in and tell us, talked about the Cubs here, 312-644-6767, if anything changed. Because that's where we are. We're in a day-to-day model here on The Score, or at least on this show, on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, here today. It really is like I said, the relief of a win where the Cubs scored late runs in that tragic Miguel Amaya eighth inning. Did that not feel like a flood of runs in terms of the time of the game in the eighth inning? And then just to have scored 2 clutch runs with one of them coming from Seiya Suzuki, who you needed to see hit that base hit up the middle.
Yeah, if PCA is going to go 0-4, if Kyle Tucker is going to go 0-4, it is nice to see Seiya Suzuki ground one up the middle in a clutch situation and bring a run home. So here's my question, Mark. You're scared. You're still scared, even after the 4-1 win. What will it take to get you off of Fear Island?
Well, we were going through this earlier about 3 hours ago, and at that time, my number was I need to see the Cubs win 5 straight games. Like, if you're asking me the question, I'm giving you a very specific, what do I need to see that will make me feel better and move off of fear from the Cubs? I'm staying right there. A 5-game winning streak. And obviously, you want to see the things that got the Cubs to where they are start to show up again, that is hitting the hell out of the ball, run differential, power baseball, all of that. So give me a 5-game winning streak. Because we're not, I do understand, like, fear is fear. The reason I said the adjective fear is because I'm not freaking out yet. I'm not calling for the Cubs to choke yet. I'm not calling for the Cubs to not even make the playoffs, because that's where some people are. But I'm afraid.
But you're not terrified. Fear. You're afraid. You have
not
a
terrified.
Healthy fear.
My throat has not been slit yet by
wow.
Freddy Krueger's hand. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that too
well,
much?
Yeah,
too much?
I mean, you may have taken it a little too far.
So I'm not writing that down.
That's okay.
Hey, Robbie, erase that. Erase. I know you're still writing stuff down. Erase that. 312-644-6767. We love talking to Cubs callers. We're lining it up right now on the score.
Okay, so that's what you need to be less fearful. For me, it's very simple. I said it at the start of this series. If you go north of the border and you take 2 of 3 against the team with the best record in the American League, knowing you've got a series with the Pirates without Paul Skeens on the way back at home, I feel like just win the series and I'm going to feel a lot less troubled about the Cubs.
So we could be heading toward. So the Cubs, they win today, right? So that would be 2 in a row.
The father who stepped up is on the mound today, correct?
And then Pittsburgh. How many games is that series?
3.
3. There's a 5-game winning streak. I'm glad you're making me. I just got a little less scared as I'm sitting over here, because you just put that pretty well there, Mars Hall.
Well, I mean, we know the pitching has been good from the Cubs.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
There is something. I'm gonna jump on a call here in a second. But after the call, I want to bring this up because I keep forgetting to do it. There might be, I think there's a reason why I don't have the same belief in Cade Horton that maybe you do right now, because you're the one who's been saying it. Like, don't just look at last night. Look at what he has been doing. This has all been going on. Now, last night was the prize. Like, that was the big one. That was the showcase. This is the show your work game. Here's what this is all built up to. His most dominant performance of his Cubs career so far. But I think there is a reason, and it may not be a good reason, that I'm not sure about Cade Horton. But first, we go to John in Dallas. Somebody please bring me John from Dallas. You are on the score of the Raheem and Harris Show. What up, John?
Hey, how you all doing today? Enjoying the show? Listen, it's very simple. The coach needs to be more stern. He needs to get in the grill of the players. You make too much money to be having runners on first and second and grounding out to third instead of moving the runners along. If you can't hit to the right side, make them butt. Then you're getting paid too much money not to hit. Don't make no sense. That's all I got to say. He need to get in a grill.
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of brought this up a little bit yesterday, that the Cubs' emotions, and there were more of them last night, including Kyle Tucker with a loud and somewhat audible F-bomb after he was retired on a particular play. The Cubs' body language right now not matching what Craig Counsell is saying, and that is, I guess, what he has to do, and that is to be the voice of reason, the voice of calm, the voice of, I've played in 162 game seasons more than anybody who is in this clubhouse, so I'm going to remain this way. I don't think that's in Craig, but I will say his players right now are not showing a team that is very patient right now.
I guess he's talking about not the game last night, but the game 2 nights ago where they had all those runners on base and nobody was coming home.
Right. Well, yeah, the
couple
third
of bases loaded situations.
Innings. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I agree that you should do what you can to put your players in a position to do stuff. That's why I refute this notion that Craig Counsell isn't responsible because he doesn't swing the bat. His job is to put his
yes.
players in the best position to succeed.
Damn right.
Figure out ways to score runs, be creative, put people on the move. I think everyone's got the green light to steal bases. As I said before, the guys who were on base last night, I mean, they stole bases.
They did. No, you could see, and that's what I was going to say. Like, you are seeing the Cubs do what they have to do a little bit more. It's not the ideal style of baseball for the Cubs. Like, if you're shortening up or if you're bunting or whatever the case may be, we've seen that from PCA when he's feeling overmatched. You got to do what you got to do right now.
Let
man.
Me lay it out for you. They had how many hits 2 nights ago?
Three.
They had how many stolen bases 2 nights ago?
They had 2. Yeah.
So guys got on. The guys who could steal did. Saya can't steal, so he didn't. Smart.
Yeah.
Stay where you are.
Yeah, you're
station
good.
To station.
We like you where
Last
you are.
Last night they had 6 hits, Mark.
Yeah.
2 of them left the park, right? Of the remaining hits, let me give it to you. The remaining hits, Nico Horner, 2 singles. Both times he reached, what did he do? He stole second base
mm-hmm.
both times. Matt Shaw got a walk. What did he do? He stole second base.
He scooted, man. He had a big jump on that play.
And then you have Suzuki once again getting a hit. We know he's not stealing anything. And Amaya got a hit. He was no longer in the game. And his pinch runner, Reese McGuire, guys are doing what they can.
Right.
It's up to the other guys, the Tucker, Happ, Crow Armstrong. Those are your 3, 4, 5 hitters last night, 0 for 12 with 5 strikeouts. They have to be more clutch. But overall, Cubs, 2 for 5 with the runners in scoring position. They get a 4-1 win. Some of those games are – I know people want to see the 10-1 win, right? When you're playing good teams, the likelihood of that happening is not high. Just get the dub and keep it moving.
Just need one of those, man. Just like that Cubs-Cardinals game on Saturday where the Colin Ray game, 9-1 for the Cubs, the Bush home run. That, like, sometimes you just need that to reset your system. That might pull a little bit of the fear away, too.
So if they win 4-2 today, you're going to be like, they didn't score enough runs.
No, I probably won't do that. I'll probably be pretty happy with the Cubs having won. There is intricacies in everything. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show on the Score. I'm Mark Grody, filling in for Layla Rahimi today. We're taking your Cubs calls, 312-644-6767. Real talk here. There was something going on in the hallway that distracted me, and it was the greatest distraction of my day.
What was it?
I look up. There he is, the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, in the hallway doing a dance for me with our boss, Mitch Rosen, smiling like Chuck, and just the good vibes made it down to me, and that's why I was dancing a little bit, because Chuck Swirsky is in the house.
Was he in a jersey?
He was not in a jersey.
Okay.
Thought maybe he'd be. Hall of Fame.
Put him in the hall. I think Chuck has the Cubs winning the World Series, doesn't he? Does anybody know? I guess we could probably find out.
I don't know that that's the case, but I would not be surprised if that was indeed.
Because he's a positive man.
He does have Kyle Tucker coming back next year. He did have that confirmed.
I like that. Does the with his 0 for 4 last night, what are we now to, about 350,000 or 350 mil, though? Is that what we're looking at? Yeah. Let's go to Gil from the north side. Somebody bring me Gil from the north side.
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Gil. Well, good. Gil, how are you?
Not bad. Listen, it's really simple. We need two or three guys to catch fire. So if you remember in the beginning of the year when we made this run and we made everybody believe in us, we had three guys that caught fire. We had Seiya, we had Tuck, and we had PCA. You know, for a while there, we were talking about MVP conversations, right, for all three of them. Maybe not Seiya so much. But the bottom line is those three guys were carrying the team for a while. You look at the stats, they'll tell you the whole thing. Now, they put them together, right? They put them 2, 3, 4, back-to-back. Those first innings were glorious. If it didn't happen then, it would happen in the third or fourth inning. But we're scoring runs. That's not happening anymore. We need two or three guys to catch fire in a similar way. And in that way, just spark up the rest of the team. And next thing you know, that offense is back to what it used to be.
I love the positive report, Gil. Sorry to cut you a little short. We're just about up against it. But he's right, man. You don't need everybody to be on fire like they seemingly were at the beginning of the season. But he's right. Like 3, 4 guys. Like, somebody needs to join Matt Shaw's club. He can't possibly be doing this all by himself.
I'm hoping it's Michael Bush, because Michael Bush, we saw him hit a home run yesterday.
Yes.
That was nice to see.
Yeah, Cubs hit a couple. Who else?
So if you had to pick three guys to just catch fire for a week, and I say that very much because we know it's happening over the course of the next week. You got the Brewers for 5. Who would be the three guys you would bet on?
I mean,
being the guys who could catch fire this week.
I hate to be so obvious, but PCA.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker. I'll tell you the other one. Like I said, Kyle Tucker was hitting the ball hard last night. He seemed to be on it. He was mad last night because the ball didn't go out of the park. So it wasn't like the same old stuff with him last night. Dansby Swanson, too.
He's been hitting the ball hard.
He's been hitting the ball hard. So I am feeling good things for him.
I need it to be PCA really badly because he is such a chaos agent on the bases. He wreaks havoc. He makes the pitchers paranoid when he is on the base paths, and that's why I need it to be PCA, man.
The PCA effect is not in effect right now.
I'm also tired of seeing PCA be so grumpy all the time. He's been grumpy.
When you strike out almost once every three plate appearances, that's what happens.
Yeah, I would be grumpy if I was him as well, but it's an insane amount of grumpiness.
Tucker, pretty grumpy too.
Yeah, man, and I kind of need that from those guys right now. Real quick, because I teased that I wanted to talk about this after the phone call and why maybe I watch Cade Horton differently than maybe I would other Cubs prospects or just pitchers, period. We're in an era in which we have to get used to 5 1/3 six innings, that's what these guys are going to go these days. So I think that it's possible my brain hasn't completely switched over to that mentality that if you go through a guy, and I know that the pitch limit is complicated with him, but with any pitcher, I think it becomes harder to know who is actually an elite pitcher because they don't leave them in as long. So I don't know if I've completely gotten to the proper scale of evaluating starting pitchers in general, let alone Cade Horton.
No, I think
that's sensible to you.
That's fair, but I need you to catch up with the times. Just
try
have the stat in the back of your mind at all times. At all times. 52% of the innings that were pitched in last year's postseason were pitched by relievers. That's all you need to know. The majority of innings pitched in the postseason last year were relief pitchers. Once you accept that, the five-plus innings becomes a completely different thought because that dude's already pitched over half of a game.
Yeah, I mean...
So understand that.
I also don't dislike it. Like, I like the idea of protecting your starting pitchers and in this another era, which has been going on for a decade plus, of each team having guys that at the very least can throw in the high 90s, let alone a dude like Palencia who was firing 101 last night.
So you love all, the triple digits.
I do love the time. Who isn't a sucker for the triple digits? I was up in that booth when Aroldis Chapman was getting like standing ovations on every pitch that he threw when he came into the games because they were over a hundo.
So you love Daniel Palencia. I know somebody you love maybe even more.
Do tell.
Ron Coomer.
I do love Coomer. He's
well,
a Coom dog.
Guess what? Baseball fans from 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, head to Coom's Corner, Lockport, after the game.
So
meet
good.
Ron Coomer. Enjoy Yingling bucket specials and score some Yingling swag as well. Don't miss the post-game party at Coom's Corner with Yingling. That would be the oldest brewery in America.
Love it. Coming up next with this flurry of minor league action. And when I say that, Owen Casey reportedly being called up. There was a Jameson Taillon pitching for AAA Iowa last night. We thought it would be a good time to check in with the Iowa Cubs and the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer, Jason Kempf. He is next on the Raheem and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bases loaded to the bottom of the seventh. Owen Casey leads off the eighth with a high drive deep into the night sky and out of CHS Field. Owen Casey with a massive solo home run, 422 feet for number 21 on the season.
Oh, that sounded good. Jason Kemp on the call. He is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer, calling a Cubs home run, an Iowa Cubs home run of one Owen Casey. Certainly a person of interest. His name has been used a lot, starting about a month prior to the trade deadline is when people were it really sort of peaked out for Owen Casey, and it looks like he is on the verge of joining the real team. Why don't we go down on the farm right now and bring in the man from whom you just heard? It is Jason Kemp, the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer, joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hot Line, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Loved hearing that call on Owen Casey. What has it been like watching this player develop at the minor league level, Jason?
You know, it's interesting. So this is my first year with the Iowa Cubs. Alex Cohen was here the previous 7 years, so I'd heard a lot about him and a lot of the talent that we were going to have this year. I actually first saw Owen in Single A in Myrtle Beach a few years back when I was in Charleston and he was playing against us. So I knew he was a problem for pitchers at that point in time. But getting to see him work every day and the attention to detail and sort of the level-headed way that he goes about things, it's really impressive to watch, and he started this year with some injuries and then really found his groove late in May, and he's been one of the best hitters in minor league baseball ever since. And so I think the excitement that you can feel among the Cubs fan base is real, and it's for good reason.
Jason, we know about the power. I mean, it is something that has taken the Iowa Cubs by storm. What I'm concerned about is the strikeout rate, but correct me if I'm wrong, that chase rate is down here in the last month or so, and he has not been striking out as much as he was early in the season.
Yeah, that's correct. That was always kind of the concern, and I think it's still a realistic concern. He's striking out about 28% of the time, but earlier in the year, that was closer to 40%. Which would really give you fear at the big league level. The one thing that kind of shows you that he's more of a contact hitter and he's commanding the zone a little bit better is the fact that Marty Peavy, the Iowa Cubs manager, has been batting him leadoff three or four times a week for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, since Christian Franklin was traded to the Nationals in the Soroka deal. Casey's been at the top of the order, and you normally wouldn't think of him profiling that way, but he doesn't strike out a ton at the moment, at least at the minor league level. And he's getting on base, and he's one of the top run scorers in the International League. So he's been able to do it that way as well, which has led to, with his power, seeing and swinging at better pitches, more results.
I love that. I love that concept. That's a shrewd move by Marty Peavy, as you mentioned, the AAA Iowa manager. We're talking to Jason Kemp, who is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer here on the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi today. What about defense, Jason?
It's been really good. It started out a little bit shaky. I mentioned the injury earlier. So he was trying to score from third on a play at the plate and stepped on the catcher's foot, rolled his ankle. And so that, I think, had more of an impact on his defense than it did at the plate, for obvious reasons, trying to go back to the wall and turning on that foot. But since he's been healthy, he's made some really impressive plays. He had a great diving catch in the gap 2 weeks ago. But he's also double-digit outfield assists this year. He's thrown out six or seven players at the plate, and he has a couple of outfield assists at the bases as well. So he has a big arm and isn't afraid to show it. And the most important thing with a big arm is it's really accurate. And I think that defense is sort of the underrated part of his game. The base running is sneaky good as well, where for good reason, as I mentioned, you see the power, and that's what people get excited about. But he's a really complete baseball player.
Jason, the last time we saw Moises Ballesteros up here, he was hitting a bases-clearing double, which helped the Cubs take the lead on the Brewers, and that was actually their last loss this season. They've won 12 in a row since. What has Moises Ballesteros looked like this year, and what more does he have, if anything, to prove at the AAA level?
I think the one thing he has to prove, to answer your second question first, is that he can catch on a daily basis at a high level, and that's been the question for a long time. I don't think anybody questions whether Moises Ballesteros can hit. That's been proven year after year after year. And the double off of Freddy Peralta that you're talking about is certainly a moment that people are going to remember, at least in the near term, about Moises Ballesteros at the big league level in a game that the Cubs really needed to win. He's just got to keep working defensively. And I think you forget sometimes he's still young. There's a lot of guys his age at high A and double A still working on the things he's working on behind the plate. So if he can become a little bit better defensively month by month, more accurate with his throws, quicker on the transfer to get the ball down to second, nobody's worried about the bat. I heard our coaching staff talking earlier this year, like most guys want to know what a pitcher throws, how hard he throws it, what hand he throws with, what he likes to go to in this count. They said all he needs to know is the guy left-handed or right-handed, and does he have a changeup, and he's going to go get two hits.
I mean, the hit tool, the contact, it's irresistible with him, and guys like that find a place. I hope he can catch, because if he can't catch, I guess first base or that or
he has,
DH.
I don't think he has the size for first base, right, to be able to stretch out.
Yeah, is it catcher, DH, or bust with somebody like him, you think?
Yeah, that's the problem, right? He's 5'9", 5'10", and he's not necessarily a guy that you would expect to hit 30 or 35 home runs in the big leagues. So do you want to put a 23-year-old who might hit 15 to 20 home runs at first base or as a DH? And that's the question that I think people were wondering as the trade deadline approached. Does somebody else see value in him? What value do the Cubs see in him in terms of as a bat only? Or do you have to have faith in the behind-the-plate aspect in order for him to have the value you want him to have?
No doubt. So much to talk about with Jason Kempf here on The Score. He's the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer. I'm Mark Grody, in for Leila Rahimi here on the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I guess I want to go to the Jameson Taillon picture here, and I didn't see him pitch last night, but the numbers that he put up there were pretty good. What did you see from Jameson Taillon in a rehab start for Iowa last night, Jason?
Well, it was his third rehab start for us, and going into it, everybody knew if it went well, based on what Craig Counsell said, that was going to be the last one, and it sounds like that's going to be the case, and he's going to start against Milwaukee in a big game next week. I think you saw what you wanted to see from Taillon, and that's throwing strikes, mixing his pitches, locating well, getting soft contact, and a lot of people overreact. We see this all the time to the first rehab start when he gave up 7 runs in 3 innings. But he's a strike thrower, and goal number one in the first rehab start was to feel good the day after, and he did. And talking to pitching coach Tony Cagoule down here, he felt better going into last week's start against St. Paul, and that's when he kind of turned the corner and started looking like the big league version of Jameson Taillon that people want to see to have confidence that he's going to help the team down the stretch run, and yesterday was more of the same. It's a pretty loaded Worcester Red Sox lineup here. The password that everybody's been talking about, their top prospect is here. They have Christian Campbell here. There's a lot of good hitters, and he had them off balance all night, gave up a couple of singles, and that was it through 5 1/3 innings.
I guess, Jason, looking at what we've seen from Iowa, it's the constant pipeline. People are wondering if the next guy that can help them in this playoff push is coming up. Who else should we keep an eye on in case of injury or anything else that might be ready to help a major league ball club that's down there right now? And that could be a hitter or a pitcher.
Yeah, I think on the pitching side, you've seen a lot of those type of players cycle through in their bullpen arms, right? So Jordan Wicks has been there. Ethan Roberts has been there. Nate Pearson has been there. Gavin Hollowell's been up this year. Tom Cosgrove has helped out as a left-handed specialist at times. Luke Little has certainly been a name that Cubs fans are familiar with. Those guys are all still here. But in terms of somebody that hasn't made their debut yet or hasn't been in Chicago this year, I think in a pinch, Jonathan Long, who has had a tremendous season, could come up and hit, you know, and carry his weight offensively. The question again is, where does he play on defense? He's played basically the entire year at first base here in Iowa. And obviously Michael Busch seems to have that locked down and for good reason for most of the year. But Jonathan Long with the bat, if you're looking for somebody to come off of the bench and provide a big hit, I think he's certainly a guy that could do that. And the other player I would have mentioned prior to him being traded was Christian Franklin, who as a fourth outfielder would have been a pretty good fit just the way he plays defense and added a speed element. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Jonathan Long.
Jonathan Long slashing 315, 409, 504 at the AAA level. So, yeah, he sounds like a guy that could really help them.
Not bad at all. Jason, I want to get personal with you here really quick, if you don't mind. You said this is your first year doing the AAA Cubs. You mentioned Alex Cohen had been there for 7 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. So where were you before? I want to know a little bit about you. Like, what's going on? What are your goals, young man?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to get to the big leagues, right? And you do everything you can to get to that point. I spent the last 4 years in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Not a bad place to watch single-A baseball. Bill Murray is a part owner of the team, so that's a unique aspect. Mike Vec, who's the son of Bill Vec, former owner of the White Sox, is the other owner. So there's a bevy of celebrities and random people popping into the ballpark there. They were a Tampa Bay Rays affiliate, so I got to see player development at its best in terms of, you know, trading guys when they reached free agency to get young prospects again. And it was certainly a great time. We won 3 championships there. I had nothing to do with that, but I still get a ring, right?
Don't let anybody tell you that, man. The broadcasters do have something to do with it. Yes.
Grody's got a World Series ring. That's why he says that.
The goal is to just keep doing this and being part of the Cubs organization. I'm from the Midwest originally, so I know about the fan base, and it's been pretty cool to see those moments like Shota Imanaga's rehab start in Nashville when there were 3,000 Cubs fans there. Those moments are things that stick with you forever, and hopefully you make it to the highest level of baseball. But if not, you enjoy every day because it's not a bad job.
Matt Shaw, you got to see him a little bit this year. What a wild year it's been for him. He's about the best Cubs player right at this moment.
Yeah, I was going to say Matt Shaw came down here and had a smile on his face the entire time. And we have to learn that guys are going to go up and struggle at times and reset. Jackson Holliday did the same thing with Baltimore. It's happened for years, and if you handle it the right way and make a couple of adjustments with no pressure down here in AAA, kind of under the radar, you can go back and have success. And, yeah, where would the Cubs be offensively right now without Matt Shaw's contributions the last couple of weeks?
That's wild that we're saying that, considering the start that he had and the player that everybody actually wanted to be the third baseman in Bregman this year.
He's been their best player since the All-Star break.
That's crazy.
As position players
baseball
go.
Is wild. Well, last thing, what Midwest state are you from? We love that you're from the Midwest, but what state?
Well, I don't know if this will be a great answer, but I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's okay.
Wisconsin. Are you a Packers fan?
I am a Packers
that's
fan.
That's all right.
All right,
that's
get all right. Him. Dump him.
Dump him.
No, Wisconsin. I was just in Wisconsin last weekend, and I was thinking, like, when I grew up, of course I hated the Packers, and I just discarded anything Wisconsin. It is now only as an adult that I could realize that Wisconsin is one of our most wonderful states.
Mark
it's
Grody
a beautiful
had his first
state.
Cheese curd last week.
Oh, that's what I missed about the Midwest. In Charleston, they had cheese curds, but they weren't cheese curds. They were something that loosely resembled one. So now I'm back in my wheelhouse.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad that we got that out of you. You sound great, man. The call we heard coming in, you got a good voice, good presence. You got it all going on, man.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. Good stuff there from our guy Jason Kempf.
Yeah.
What's that big wry smile on your face for right now?
Oh, no, I'm just happy that you made a new friend. I feel like you made a new friend.
I did notice that he didn't want to reveal. He said he was from the Midwest.
He knows what it is and what it ain't.
I know, and that's why I was I wanted to comfort him because
you lured him in. That's what you do, Mark Grody.
I understand. Well, I didn't. That was not my goal. I was curious. I honestly, I thought he was going to say he was from Michigan. It seems like there are so many people as one of our producers over here, Robbie the Tree Triano from Michigan. So that's what I thought he was going to say, to be honest with you.
I want to lure people in. You know how I'm going to do that?
How are you going to
do
that?
I'm going to give away stuff.
Okay, go ahead, do that.
All right, caller six to the score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Atlanta at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, September 2nd. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. So get there. Caller six to the score contest line right now.
You know what I want to do right now? I want to talk more Bears because we didn't even get to everything we wanted to as far as the Bears are concerned and Caleb Williams and how he is looking processing the field.
Bears.
We'll hear from Bears. GM Ryan Poles. You are in the spirit, man. I like that. You keep smiling over there, man. You're going to make it.
I've got Grody here. I've got Grody Bear over there.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Marshall Harris playing in pain on the Raheem and Harris Show on the Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There can be a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and so by design, we've been very selective in who is in charge of what with him. JT's leading the charge. He's the quarterback coach. I think we've had a very clean and concise process in terms of the information that's being articulated to him, and I think it's gone really well so far in camp.
Mets Bears head coach Ben Johnson
This is the Raheemy and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Mark Grody in for Layla Raheemy today. A little bit of Bears news on the field, and we will hear from Chris Emma from 670thescore.com with the latest in a Bears report here on The Score. But Emma is reporting that Theo Benedet is the Bears' starting left tackle to open work in 11-on-11-on.
It's Zapillo.
It is. It no longer.
No longer Zapillo.
It'd be interesting to hear where Zapillo is. Ozzie Trapillo. Let's not get in that habit.
Third team.
Ozzie Trapillo, will he be working out at right tackle today? I predict he will be. I predict he will be. I think we are seeing a player in real time being told, let's cross train you. You can be our swing tackle, because although Braxton Jones has not exactly played at a Pro Bowl level, we think that he's probably going to be our starting left tackle. And just for the hell of it, to push Braxton Jones, Theo Benedet getting the start today. Did I wrap that up correctly? I think I might have.
You did, but my question is this. If there's a preseason game on Sunday, and Theo Benedet rolls out with the first team in Caleb Williams, what's going to be your thought on that,
Mark? Bears, we have a problem. That it would be what would come to my brain.
Because you have so many questions that stem from that happening, right?
But what if we're wrong and Theo Benedet is just playing well enough to be in the competition and not just a person who a body that is there to add volume, you know, quantity over quality, right? Because we're kind of both just assuming that Benedet is going in there because nobody else has shown anything. Not because he's necessarily starting timber in the NFL.
Let me respond to that.
Yeah.
That would be Ryan Poles' best deep cut that he's had. He went out.
If it was to work, you're saying,
right?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be luck,
because it would say so much more about the other three players than it would about Theo Benedet.
Yeah.
In my mind, because you're saying you're the guy that found the guy from Canada, undrafted, who became a formidable starter in Ben Johnson's offense.
Now that you put it that way, I would give Ryan Poles credit for that.
You have to.
I mean, a ton.
Like, but hold on. If that happens and Kieran Amagaji gets cut, you still giving him the credit?
That's interesting. I think if you're saying what you just said was Theo Benedet being a quality left tackle in the league, if that's the case, I don't care about any of it. I'm okay. Yes, I would be. Of course, you have to look at it. You have to write it down in pen in your scorebook. If that's what you like to do about the hits and the misses, it's a miss. But if Theo Benedet is a quality left tackle, huge applause for Ryan Poles. And yes, that will have washed away. It's, you know what it's like? It's like the second round pick getting Montez Sweat making up for the bad one in Chase Claypool. You know what
okay.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
We don't
yeah.
really talk about Chase Claypool anymore because Montez Sweat has been, I know last year was bad, has been a successful second round trade.
I think the way I look at it is this. I don't trust Ryan Poles in his talent acquisition because he's given me nothing to be like, I trust you going out and getting the talent. I do trust, let's start from the ground up. I trust Dan Roschar. He's seen things. He knows what does work and does not work, and he's out there at practice every day. So if he's saying legit, Theo Benedet is better than the other options at left tackle, and Ben Johnson obviously is co-signing that, I have to roll with that.
Yeah. Well, I've just been told we've gone over the limit of mentioning the name Theo Benedet today.
Oh, can I
yes.
audition for both of you
yes.
and for Robbie
yes.
live on The Score and for our audience a new sounder for when we have Theo Benedet news?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Benedet, Benedet.
Wow.
We can do that every time we have Theo Benedet news.
Is Theo Benedet the new Doug Kramer? Sort of the novel.
Doug Kramer's still there.
Offensive lineman. No, I know.
Don't give him a handoff.
I know.
Please.
Hey, PCA's still there. Matt Shaw's the new PCA.
We're not. This is you trying to make fetch happen. We're not making fetch happen today, Mark Grody.
We're not making fetch happen.
We're not. PCA.
Oh, where I throw it out and you guys all run for
it. But are we making Benedet happen?
That can happen. Now, that is appropriate. That makes actual sense. But the Pete Kerr Armstrong and the idea that the guy who leads the NL in war at 6.0, I'm looking at the Baseball Reference page right now.
I see you.
You're saying Matt Shaw is him? No, we're not
No, no. Is he the real, like, going into next year? I saw him out there, that sudden home run, them bouncing around on the bases. These are the things I used to say about PCA back in the PCA days.
Will the real PCA please stand up? Please stand up.
I guess there's only one real way to look at this. When you talk about, is he the real PCA, just to put a feathery bow on
that. Yeah, because we got five on it coming up.
No, I know we got five on it. That's fine.
I know.
But here's how I look at that. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who has more stolen bases since the All-Star break? Matt Shaw or PCA?
It's got to be Shawzy.
It's Shaw. He's got four. PCA's got three. So, I mean, that's where we are.
I love Matt Shaw getting hot. We just need everybody else to catch up, baby.
Yeah. And yes. you know what's going to happen. Everybody else will get hot, and then Shaw will go into a slump.
Hey,
PCA might be the new PCA in a month.
Or Owen Casey might be the new PCA. Mario Wario.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's the new PCA? 312-644-6767. Who is your PCA?
And are you over PCA?
Coming up next, we address the starting rotation and so many other things. Ooh. It is Mark Grody's favorite segment on this show. I think. Is this your favorite segment?
I don't know, but I love it.
Okay. Five on It's up next. You are listening to Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody, and for Layla on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.